District attorney races in two Hudson Valley counties are too close to call. In Ulster County, the candidates are in a dead heat. These are contests that Republicans previously dominated. Ulster County Republican Chief Assistant District Attorney Michael Cavanaugh wants to succeed his boss, Holly Cornwright, who is retiring. Democrat Dave Clegg, a criminal defense attorney who chairs the county's Human Rights Commission, says he would bring a sea change to the office. Clegg addressed supporters near midnight Tuesday night when not all districts had been counted and he was leading by less than 2 percentage points.
We have been here for all the right reasons. We are here to transform criminal justice in our county. We're here to move us into the 21st century. We're here to find a way to rehabilitate people who have addiction, as opposed to incarcerating them.
It turns out a medical emergency at the Ulster County Board of Elections had halted the ballot counting late Tuesday. Democratic County Board of Elections Commissioner Ashley Dittus says her staff member is fine after a trip to the ER. The counting resumed Wednesday morning, and with all districts reporting, the DA candidates are in a dead heat. Cavanaugh leads by 3 votes, and each has 49.99% of the vote. Dittus says 2,074 absentee ballots will be counted, perhaps more, as 3,602 had been issued. And there are affidavit ballots. Cavanaugh declined to comment. In a previous interview, he shared his views on statewide bail reform that takes effect in January.
I am a proponent of responsible bail reform. I think bail reform is a good thing in some aspects. However, this bill went way too far. Some of the crimes that are excluded from cash bail, I don't think should have been. I think it creates a dangerous situation for the community.
And he said cash bail reform will do away with a mechanism to secure services.
Bail, not for punishment, but to get somebody incarcerated to hit rock bottom so that they can receive services immediately, not to languish in jail for 6 months and then, oh, okay, something, a bed's open, now you can go. We need services in place now, and we don't have them.
Clegg attributes the close race partially to a flyer that depicts him shaking hands with a Kingston activist who has been critical of police. He thinks that was a scare tactic that may have had some success.
Well, there were some bumps in the road, and we had the Soros Foundation come in. Nothing to do with me. Didn't coordinate in any way, but they said some things which got people upset, and that's kind of unfortunate. Our campaign was always positive. Our campaign was issue-driven. Our campaign was about moving us forward into the 21st century of criminal justice. And so that's what I think it's about. And, you know, there was one moment in time where I shook somebody's hand who had been convicted of a crime, and that's what I do as a person who treats people decently. So that was something that shouldn't have even been an issue, but it was.
The division is similar across the river in Dutchess County, where longtime incumbent William Grady, a Republican, leads Democrat Richard Burby by 814 votes, or 50.6% to 49.38%. Dutchess County Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner Elizabeth Soto says the office has received 2,120 absentee ballots as of November 5th and had issued 3,569. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Kingston.